Mark chapter 1. The beginning of the good news of Yahshua the Messiah, the son of Elohim. As it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messengers before your face, which shall prepare your way before you." The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of Yahweh, make his paths straight." John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out to him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and with a girdle of a skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, "There comes one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And it came to pass in those days that Yahshua came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven, saying, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And immediately the Spirit drives him out into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the messengers ministered to him. Now after that John was put in prison, Yahshua came to Galilee, preaching the good news of the kingdom of Elohim, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of Elohim is at hand. Repent now, and believe the good news." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Yahshua said to them, "Come you, and follow after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little further from there, he saw Jacob, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets, and straightway he called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants, and went after him. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered to the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone! What have we to do with you, Yahshua of Nazareth? Are you come to destroy us? I know you who you are, the Holy One of Yahweh." And Yahshua rebuked him, saying, "Hold your peace, and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commands he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew, with Jacob and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and they told him of her. And he came, took her by the hand, and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered to them. And that evening, when the sun did set, they brought to him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, and permitted not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out, and departed to a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they found him, they said to him, "All seek for you." And he said to them, "Let us go to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth." And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." And Yahshua, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I will, be clean." And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straitly charged him, and forthwith sent him away. And says to him, See, you say nothing to any man, but go your way and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony to them. But he went out and began to publish it much and to spread abroad the matter, insomuch that Yeshua could no more openly enter into the city, but was outside in desert places. And they came to him from every quarter. End of chapter 8.